What do you call the world's smallest Valentine's Day card?
I don't know. What?
A Valentini.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Give it to me once more. Show me on the dance floor.
That was a band out of Chicago called Funkadacy right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show we're thinking about Valentine's Day. Many of us celebrate in school when we give Valentine's cards to our classmates or if we make something special for our moms and dads. People who are couples in love with each other celebrate too. The incredible good fortune of finding someone to love and cherish. But Valentine's Day is also a great time to learn about the history of the holiday, as well as the science of the emotion we call love. We've got a learning guide to accompany this episode that's full of activities and more information. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for love. This show is our Valentine to each and every one of you, and it's filled with love from all of us here at the Children's Hour.
Of all the things they tell you your whole life through, you'll find your favorite sentence is, I love you. From every man, every woman, from every beast and bird, they fill the air with the sweetest refrain you ever heard. Everyone says, I love you. The cop on the corner and the burglar too. The preacher in the pulpit and the man in the pew says, I love you. Everyone, no matter who, the folks over 80 and the kid of two, the captain and the sailor and the rest of the crew says, I love you. There are only 8 little letters in this phrase you'll find, but they mean a lot more than all the other words combined. Everywhere, the whole world through, the king in the palace and the peasant too, the tiger in the jungle and the monk in the zoo says, I love you. Hit it, boy! Goldfish too, your Auntie Esmeralda and her pink cockatoo says, I love you.
I love you.
Every time the cow says moo, she makes the bull extremely happy too. The rooster when he hollers cock-a-doodly-doodly-doo says, rah-rah-rah-rah.
I love you.
When the lion gets feeling frisky and begins, what he's roaring for. Everything that ever grew, the goose and the gander and the gosling too, the duck upon the water when he feels that way too says, quack, quack, quack. That was a wise quack.
That was Jonathan Lithgow right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and it's the season of love. Valentine's Day is celebrated on February 14th in the United States and all around the world in many places. We give each other Valentine's cards that might say something funny or really sweet, expressing our appreciation for one another. And for some people, we give them a Valentine that expresses our love for them. The celebration of love in February is ancient. It goes back to the ancient Roman holiday of Lupercalia, and that was celebrated on February 15th to promote health and fertility. The holiday was originally called Februa, which is how we got the name for February. Valentine's Day is named for Saint Valentine, but which Saint Valentine? There are 3 recognized saints in the Catholic Church named Valentine, but most people think it was named after the Valentine who lived around 1,700 years ago in Rome. He was known for marrying people in secret, and that's because the Emperor of Rome at the time, from AD 268 to 270, Claudius II, banned marriage because he thought that unmarried men made better soldiers. The priest known as Valentine was caught, and later he was killed on February 14th, 270. 200 years later, he would be considered a martyr. A martyr is someone who is punished or even killed because of their religious beliefs. Rumor has it that Saint Valentine actually wrote the very first Valentine card to the daughter of the jailer while he was in prison. That tradition caught on, and that's why today we still exchange Valentine cards. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
One, two, I love you.
Darling, let's be Valentines. I'll be yours and you can be mine. Right here is the place where we belong. We can show the world our love, earth below and sky above. Birdies in the trees will sing our song.
That's Charity in the Jam Band from Family Values. Before that, Amy Mann and Michael Penn from the I Am Sam soundtrack with the Beatles. Song Two of Us, and thinking about Valentine's Day today. On the Children's Hour, we're learning the history of Valentine's, and soon we're going to learn the science of love. There's a learning guide that comes with this episode. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for love. This is John Legend from My Favorite Dream, right here on the Children's Hour.
L-O-V-E, love, it's easy to spell. And if you know it for yourself, then everybody else, well, they can tell. When L-O-V-E, love, gets into your heart, it sparkles like a star. Everyone can see how bright you are. Because love, love, love makes you feel better. Love, love, love keeps us together. Love, love, love warm like a sweater. Aren't you glad to know that you've got love? Sings out like a bird, the sweetest song I've heard, sweeter than dessert. And L-O-V-E, love, it don't cost a thing, it's free for you and me. So you'll give love, and I'll give love, and we all can give our love. Love, love makes you feel better. Love, love, love keeps us together. Love, love, love warm like a sweater. Aren't you glad to know that you've got love? Love, love makes your day brighter. Love, love, love glows like a fire. Love, love, love aren't you inspired to live a life where every day is love?
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.